Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now, and Enjoy Magazine's turn. I'm here tonight without James Mazzotta, but I've invited some of my girlfriends here, and I'm going to just let them introduce themselves. First of all, I'm Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Suzanne Birch from Cornerstone Community Bank.
I'm Carrie Schutte. I work for the Shasta County Office of Education, but I'm also with Enjoy Magazine.
I am Marla O'Brien, and I am enjoying retirement, but in my, my spare time, I direct plays at Riverfront Playhouse.
Yay! So thank you guys for being here tonight. We just thought because this issue, the March issue, was all about women, we would just talk about women stuff. And I invited three of my really good friends, and I'm just really glad you guys are here tonight.
Thanks for the invite.
We're so excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, like I said, our March issue is all about women. All of the stories are about women in the North State. Some pretty incredible stories about a lot of the women that we know and a lot of women that we maybe don't know that are doing some pretty incredible things. So, but also these women that are here tonight are pretty incredible as well. And they are not in the magazine. But I'm going to first start with Marla. Marla is the co-director with myself for On Golden Pond at Riverfront Playhouse that is actually playing right now. And it ends on March 26th. We have three plays Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week. So hopefully we're going to sell lots of tickets, and hopefully you guys are going to be able to see it. So, Marla, tell us a little bit about your experiences with Riverfront.
Oh, my goodness. Going back, way back to the beginning, actually, which is 1981 when the theater started, I was in the first play, and I directed the second play, which was The Rainmaker, because they didn't have a director for that show. They didn't know what they were going to do. At that time, seasons were not planned out. So they said, you know, Marla, you're kind of responsible. Why don't you do a play? So, you know, jumping off the diving board into the director's arena, it was wonderful. And I, through the years, I found out that I'm a less scared as a director than I was as an actor. And lots of people were way better actors than I was because they started out that way. But changed to directing and sort of found my art form. And I loved it when we would get a lot of community involvement with people that would come to auditions. They would bring their kids or they would come with their spouses or their friends. And then we'd get them up on stage to audition too. And I think we grew the theater that way because once you get the bug, it's really hard to step away completely. And even a lot of people that step away for years, they'll come back to it because it's fun. It creates a sense of family for like the 6 or 7 weeks that you're rehearsing. And everybody gets really close and trusting, and it's all volunteer. So that's even more special that way. And it's a true community effort that way. So, yeah.
I'm and you also directed On Golden Pond at Riverfront in the 80s.
I did. Yeah, 1985, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the first time around with this play. It's a lovely show.
It's a really nice story.
And
it's really sweet.
Fun working with Rhonda. That was great. Who is the president of the board at the theater. You know, so she could, you know, she helped us
along
the way.
I learned a lot. Yeah. Marla is a very good teacher. Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
And then also Riverfront's doing Rainmaker in July, right?
The Rainmaker, right.
And Aaron.
Directed by Aaron Stewart, which she and I co-directed Steel Magnolias last March. Mm-hmm. And her auditions for that are May 21st and 22nd at the theater at 6 p.m. So come along. That's also just a delightful, wonderful story. So a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for being here.
Sure. Thank you.
All right, Carrie, let's hear a little bit about you.
A little bit about me. Well, I was super excited to read all these awesome stories in this month's issue of Enjoy. I've been copy editing since almost the beginning.
Yes.
I think I got in there on the third or fourth month, and it's so fun. I know we always talk about, you know, what happens when we run out of ideas and we don't have anything left to write about, and so far that has not even been close to a problem. So
nope.
That's been it's been pretty fun. It's pretty fun to be part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what is your role at the Shasta County Department of Education?
Yes, I am their communications officer, and it has been so fun to get to tell all of the stories, not all of the stories, there's still a lot of time for that, but many of the stories of the great work that is done, not just through the County Office of Education, there's a lot, but also, you know, sharing the stories that our local schools are participating in. Yesterday we got to do principal for a day, and that was a blast, seeing some of those community members out there following the principals around. It was each one had just a unique experience, and the principals were so kind and gracious, and the kids were really excited. You know, Sheriff Michael Johnson was on one of the campuses, and the kids were super excited to see him out there, and Mike Mangus and Wendy Dickens and all kinds of great folks taking time out of their day to come and give some love and support to the schools.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Those are some of the fun things I get to do.
Yay. Yes. That's great. All right, Suzanne. How about you?
What about me?
Well,
first of all, I do have a special place in my heart for Enjoy Magazine, because that's where I met you and Rhonda, maybe you and Carrie, excuse me, Rhonda, as I look at you, maybe 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So I consider you folks all family. At Cornerstone Community Bank, I have the privilege role of human resources director. So we're talking about women. I feel like the team mom.
I love that.
You know, it's an exciting time. We're pushing close to 60 employees.
Wow.
And it is a privilege and an honor to play that role. Kind of being the officer of first impression when people come in to interview, and just make them feel welcome and direct them to resources so they can best take care of themselves and their family. As we as a bank work towards being great stewards in our community.
Yes, and how much it's grown since you've been there. Also, two more branches since you've been
10 years. It's evolving.
Yes,
whether it's a remodel, relocation, adding a branch. Yeah, we just and it's been a year now. February, our fourth branch we opened in the city of Anderson.
So
really
cool.
Exciting time to be a part of that community and breathe new life in to a corner, to a building. Mm-hmm. There.
I have a Suzanne Bank story if you want to hear
yes,
it.
Yes, I do. Carrie, right?
So Suzanne is kind of a big deal at Cornerstone. She's a vice president. She's got a really, really important job. And when my little baby daughter was 12 years old, she came into Cornerstone Bank with her giant pink pig full of coins. And Suzanne sat there and counted hundreds and hundreds of coins with Maddie so she could open her first checking account. And she still remembers that to this day. So you're not going to get that kind of service at a big bank. That's
no,
for sure.
That's for darn
that's
sure.
For what
yep.
an exciting time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I bank there too, and I love it. I love walking in and having them know who I am. And you don't get that at other banks. I don't think. I like it.
Each of our employees strives to make it personal to be in relationship with everybody that walks through the door.
Well, it's very true. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and have some more conversation.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. Welcome back, you guys. Thanks for being with us tonight. We are here with Suzanne Birch, Carrie Reagan Schutte, and Marla O'Brien, and we're just talking girl stuff. So, talking about being moms and being daughters and we all are that. I have four children, and they're all grown, and I have six grandchildren, which is awesome. They're amazing, and I spend a lot of time with them as much as I can, although four of them moved to Ohio about a year ago, which was a big bummer. But I'm going to go see them next month for about 10 days, so I'm excited about that. And Suzanne, you have...
Right. I have an adult son, 32 years old, and I'm a proud great aunt to Sarah and Elias. But instead of like grandma, because I look like grandma, I represent grandma in their life. But I do have the nickname they coined of Granty instead of great aunt. I'm Granty. Yes.
That's great.
I also have a 90-year-old mother. So... as far as our family, we have four generations right now.
That's awesome.
Pretty special time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, and I know that you've been doing a lot with your mom lately. You've been helping take care of her.
I
know the feeling because
yes.
I did lose my mom last February, and I was in that, you know, she was in a assisted living memory care and taking care of her. And spending as much time as I could. COVID really put a kibosh on a lot of things, and I think that kind of did her in, because her family was everything to her, and she wasn't able to see her family for a long time. We could go see her through the window and talk to her on the phone, but, you know, that wasn't enough.
No, yeah, it's not the same.
No,
for sure.
It's not the same, especially when that was what she lived for was her kids and grandkids, but, and great grandkids now too. But, we lost her last February and it was very sad, but she struggled the last month of her life, and it was really hard to watch. But anyway, that's my experience with moms and daughters. I have two daughters that are amazing, and we have a lot of great conversations. I also have two sons, but my daughters and I do a lot of things together. Not so much my sons; they kind of, one of them lives kind of far away, and the other one is just really busy with school right now. So. But I do spend a lot of time with my grandkids when I can. And anyway, so Carrie, what about you?
Well, my mom is currently gallivanting over on the coast with my dad. They are celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary tomorrow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Congrats. Yeah. So they are hanging out with some friends and having some fun down on the coast. So that's pretty exciting. And they fortunately live here in Reading, and so they helped us with our kids, who are now almost grown. Our daughter's 24. She's living in Alaska temporarily. She's been working at all kinds of workaway farm. It was farms at first, and now she's working at a ski resort up in Alaska, having the time of her life. Our middle son is 20. He lives in Red Bluff, and he would love for you to come visit him at Burrito Bandito on Plaza and Buenaventura. He's the manager, and he rolls one mean burrito as he's looking forward to the next step. He's running the LA Marathon this weekend, so we're very excited to go cheer him on for that. And then the baby is 18. He's a senior at Shasta. He's playing baseball right now, and we are soaking up every last minute of those high school athletics. It has been certainly an ingrained piece of our life for a very long time, and it's going to be very weird when that is done.
Yeah, it is. It goes by so fast.
It does. Oh my gosh. Those days are long and the years are short, as they say. Holy cow.
And what about you, Marla?
I have two kids. Two separate lifetimes. They're 15 years apart. I don't know how that happened. I guess, you know, I wasn't really done. Yeah, my son is 44. Oh, my goodness. And he is the networking coordinator at Channel 7.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So he, you know, takes care of all that stuff. So if it weren't for him, you wouldn't be getting your TV station there. So,
right.
Yeah, and he also records he puts all the music that we give him. We give him songs for pre-show music and intermission music and things and he puts them all on a nifty little thumb drive. And because he can do that in, like, I don't know, 15 minutes or something.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Really, really quickly. So that he's helped me all the way through his life actually doing that, you know, because he's always been kind of a techie that way. My daughter is 29, and she lives in Chico. And she has, when she was 13, she developed a form of epilepsy. Yeah, and so she's been on line on Facebook and been very helpful to, like, the communities, like epilepsy communities and Facebook pages and stuff, like encouraging people and kind of talking them through some stuff. And the new people that are getting newly diagnosed, she's, you know, helps them out and stuff. She's a really good friend. And she's lovely. She's a great writer. She's a really good writer and an artist of sorts. Yeah. So yeah, that's fun.
Have any of your kids been in any plays ever?
Yes, they both were. But nice. Molly, my daughter, when she was 3, evidently she was the only one who could carry a tune through a whole song. So the preschool teachers gave her solo in the Christmas pageant.
Oh.
And then this following year she did the same, and then she was in a couple plays, and then when she hit about 9 or 10 years old, the self-consciousness came in, and she did not do anything else after that. Yeah. Which is interesting because I met her dad directing The Rainmaker in 1981. We were just friends for years and years and years. And then We got married in 1992. She was born in 93. And he's an actor. He's an actor and a playwright and an artist, too. So it was like, oh, man, for a while there, she was doing it, you know, with us. And my son kind of got roped into it once, a couple times. Because some of the plays that we do have lots of men in the plays, and sometimes it's hard to find men in community theater.
Mm-hmm. You know? So it's always been that way.
It actually has. So I like roped him in, kind of shocking. He did this little part, and you know, and then he did. He filled in for a weekend for me at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise. And he played his guitar in another play. He's a musician, too, and stuff. So, but that was it for him, too. Short-lived, you know.
Well, yeah, well, I watched Carrie's daughter. She was in quite a bit.
She was. She's been in a few. She did some musicals when she was in middle school at UPrep, but then she also did some things with Wade Riggs back in the day, and she did a little show with Linda Bott.
Yes, I remember
at,
that.
I think it was that at the I think Christmas it was at the Christmas thing. Thing at the Cascade. It was for Christmas for the Troops, and they did it in July, and she was so stinking cute.
She was
it was really cute.
Yeah. And she was in Happy Days. And
she was, yeah.
And she was in, was she in Cascade Christmas?
She was in Cascade Christmas, yes, a number of times with James Santos.
Yeah.
And that was definitely, I would say that was probably the highlight of her her theatrical, short-lived theatrical career. He was just an incredible director and kind soul, and he's the best. So, it was really fun working with him.
What about your kids? Your son? Did he ever do any?
Did you? No.
How about you?
As you're talking, I'm recalling in ninth grade at Nova High School back in the day.
Yeah,
showing my
Nova.
Age here. I remember a play, and I remember in the play my husband's name was Horace. I remember my parents out in the audience, and that was enough for me.
I did a play at Nova, too.
See?
I can't remember what it was, and I know it was not very good.
No.
And I did a play when I was in I was probably like 12 or so, and I went to summer school and took a drama class during summer school because I went to a Catholic school. They didn't have stuff like that for us, and so what I did this, I was in this play, and I got on stage, and I could not remember my lines.
Oh,
and
no.
It was so humiliating and so embarrassing, and I never wanted to do that again. I have no idea how I got involved in theater. I really don't. Except that I saw what it did for my son. My son was in high school, and he always struggled in school, and theater kind of got him through, and he ended up graduating from high school. I never thought he would, because he really was, he wasn't a great student at all, but that's what pushed him.
Yeah.
And he loved it. So I guess that's how I kind of got started. And then Larry Morgan, who is on the board with me, and he's been part of Riverfront, but not on the board at the time, but he asked me if I would help them with the newsletter that they did every month. And I said, sure, I'll do it for free tickets. And so I started doing the newsletter, and then it evolved into doing their program for every play. And I've been doing that probably, I think, since like 2013, 14, right around there. I've been doing it for a long time. And then I met my husband. He was in Fiddler on the Roof at the Cascade, and I was working backstage as a props mistress. And I met him, and he was involved in theater and got involved with Riverfront, and that was, I became a board member not that long ago, and he was the president for a while, and now I'm the president, and he's the secretary, so we kind of switch roles, but that's how I got involved, and I love it. I mean, I absolutely love being part of this theater, and it kind of, the way I've been watching it grow and the potential that I see this theater have is just, it keeps me going for sure. So, but I love it. I love being part of Riverfront, and I love what they have.
It's amazing what you guys have done. It's kind of rare, I think, and to have a community theater that lasts as long. Mm. And there's only, I think, one other theater or two other theaters that have been like in the 40 years where mm-hmm. one of them is the Ferndale Rep in Ferndale over on the coast, and the other one is Theater on the Ridge in Paradise. which I also did play. So, but that's, you know, in Northern California. I don't know about Southern, maybe different. But, yeah, so it's quite the feat. And I'm very, very happy with the Riverfront. Was like, yeah. It's such a part of my heart when it first started because I was in there. I even got married on the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what I used to tell people. Just bury my ashes under the stage at Riverfront. Don't know. Right.
It's so interesting you talk about it giving you, you know, something, not that you need more things to do. You're one of the busiest humans I know, but, you know, with your son being involved in theater and, you know, my son's so involved in sports and my daughter was in drama and all the things, you know, like these are the things that connect us with our communities and with our school. For kids, it keeps them coming to school when they can connect with something. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way for adults, right? You know, right. You can, when the kids are gone and your life slows down and it's cool that we have so many things in Shasta County that you can become a part of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That keeps your life fun and interesting.
And it is.
Makes you want to wake up every day.
Yeah, it is definitely. I learn something new every day. I don't know a lot about theater, but I know what I like. And and it's been a great ride, and it's a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm just really proud of what we do there. And the people, you know, the volunteers, I think, blow me away that we have so many volunteers that, you know, and we have been given so much from our community. You know, we would not be in that building had it not been for our community. So pretty cool. So we're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options that fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Do you have something you...
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy.
Suzanne Birch, Cornerstone Community Bank.
Carrie Schutte, Shasta County Office of Education.
Marla O'Brien, Riverfront Playhouse.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, you guys, for being here tonight. It's weird without James. Because James is a big talker.
He's a little chatty.
Yeah, yeah. He's a big, yeah, he is. But he's a good partner. We have fun. You know, it's funny. I have April 1st will be my 18th anniversary with Enjoy.
What?
Well, actually with in-house marketing, which was what started. And then a year later, we started the magazine.
Congratulations.
So, is that crazy?
Wow.
Yes. 18 years.
Wow.
And I worked with James and Yvonne for about 7 years before that. So, and Michelle. And Michael O'Brien, and a lot of the people that are involved with the magazine.
Is that KMS? That
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, crazy.
Well, the K of KMS started Riverfront Playhouse.
Yes.
Actually, Richard Cornfield. And so that's a lovely story.
Isn't
and
that crazy?
I know. Rhonda worked with KMS, too. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This town is so small sometimes.
It is. And, you know, and he actually sent us a letter when we were getting ready to open the new theater. So.
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of like a, you know, good luck to you and being and how he was involved. And
yeah.
It was really nice. Yeah.
What a legacy of community.
Right?
Just, that's beautiful.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so have you lived in Redding your whole life?
You know, I have not. I am a California native. I was born in San Francisco, and at the age of 12, my family transplanted to Redding. My dad took our early retirement down in San Francisco, but we came north so he could be the general manager at a local company called Wonder Metals. And he managed that for 27 years up until he passed. And this is home. This is where.
And your mom was a teacher?
My mom, yes. My mom finished her student teaching through Chico State and taught here. You know, I think her student teaching was at Rother and then taught in Anderson.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what about you, Carrie? Have you been here forever?
Almost forever. Yes, we moved. We also moved from San Francisco, Suzanne, when I was 5 years old, and my dad worked for the phone company. Redding was one of the only places my parents did not want to move to because it was too hot, but here we landed. And, of course, we wouldn't change it for the world now. I left for a short while to go to college and work and all of that, and then got married and decided that we needed to be back in Redding. When we got pregnant with my first child, we knew we wanted to be near all the grandparents. So back we came, and here we still are.
Yep. And did you know Jim before you moved to went to college?
Yes.
Okay.
I met him through the Record Searchlight. I was doing an internship there when I was 18 and going to Shasta College. And he was a friend of a coworker. And so we met that way.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. And what about you, Marla? I know that...
Also from a coastal city, San Diego.
That's right.
And I had the weather shock when I moved.
It's hard to miss that.
Yeah, it was. It was 108 the first day I got here.
And what brought you here?
My husband found a job down there. I know. They were advertising. It was the day when jobs were plentiful, right? So they were advertising in San Diego for jobs in Redding, California.
Oh, wow.
Meek Lumber.
Oh, wow.
And he was working already at a sort of a do-it-yourself lumber garden place down in San Diego. And I saw the ad. I guess it's really my fault because I showed him the ad. And I wrote him a nice resume letter, kind of. Gosh darn it, if he didn't get the job. No,
well, I'm glad he did.
So, but I lived in Chico for most of the time. I actually lived in Redding for... from 78 to 88 and then moved to Chico, which is where I was. Chico and Paradise for the last 30-something years. Just came back here a couple of years ago.
Oh.
And I was so happy that Riverfront was still around.
Yep.
And, that, you know.
Yeah. I remember giving you a tour when you came up.
Yes, she did.
Yep. So, yeah, and I moved up here when I was getting divorced and I had four young children in 1996. So I've been here... For a little while, and it was amazing. I had been a stay-at-home mom for 13 years, and I thought, I was getting divorced, and I thought, I will never be able to afford a house. I was living in Santa Rosa. I grew up in San Rafael, moved to Santa Rosa, and I knew that I would never be able to afford to live there as a single parent. And I always loved Redding. I always loved coming up here to Lake Shasta. It was a vacation spot for my ex-husband and I, and I just always loved it. And I used to always tell him, let's move to Redding. And he said, I'll never find a job there. I don't think we can afford to live there, you know. I have a good job here. I'm going to stay here. So, but I thought opposite. I think I kept thinking I could afford to live there and raise my kids there. Mm-hmm. And the first day of school, I moved here when it was 113 degrees on an August day.
August.
Yep. And but the first day of school, when my kids started school, I went to pick them up, and my daughters were in junior high, and they had a crowd of people around them, and I thought, I think I made the right decision. Oh, and they were so happy.
Aww.
They were so happy. Nice. You know, and I said, and we'll get a dog when we move there. So. But the day we moved here, my daughters were saying, Mom, it's really hot here. What are you doing? But my oldest daughter did move away. She moved back to the Bay Area after she graduated from college. And my second daughter lives in Corning. She works in Redding, though, and her husband works in Chico, so they're kind of like halfway. And then I have a son that lives in Shasta Lake City, and then my other son lives. My son that was into drama lives in L.A., so hopefully he'll get something there, but it's a tough business, I'll tell you what.
Yes,
it is. So anyway, but yeah, I've been here since 96, and I was a completely different person than I am now. Like I said, I hadn't worked, and I got a job at Wells Fargo Bank when I first got here. And then I applied at KMS just thinking, because I was a hairdresser before I got married. And I thought, oh, KMS would be fun. I remember them coming to my beauty college and doing their spiel on the product. And it was they hired me pretty much on the spot. So it was pretty exciting.
Yeah,
so that's how I landed here. And then meeting all of the people that I still work with. It's crazy. I started working there in 98. So crazy.
It is.
How life goes.
Crazy
and,
good.
Yeah. And just thinking about, like, you know, I never imagined that I would, because I didn't go to college to be an editor or anything like that. And we just thought, let's just do this magazine. And I thought, why not? My brother was an editor. And I thought, how hard can it be? But he really helped us get started. You know, he's the one that kind of showed us what we needed to do. The first time Carrie wrote a story for us, he said, that's your copy editor. You need to hire her.
And not because I'm good, just because he wanted to get out of it.
And he said, I can only do this for a year. And we couldn't, you know, because he had a full-time job. He was working for MSNBC at the time. So he said, I can do this for a little while and I can help you get on your feet. But he was a huge help. And then Carrie came along and she's been just a great mentor. And, you know, she helps me a lot along the way. So
if you see any typos in the magazine, it's my
fault.
It's all
her fault.
Wow. Taking the responsibility.
You know what, though? I have to, and I tell everybody this, how amazing and how well she does this job. Because the thing she catches, I can't believe it. I cannot
believe it. Well, you're so kind.
Oh, my gosh. You're the best.
You're really the best.
So, anyway, so Suzanne, what were you doing before you were working at the bank and before KMS or Enjoy?
Sure, put me at KMS.
Why not?
It should be on my resume. You know, if you looked at my resume, you'd go, "Wow, I feel like I've done a little bit of everything." I consider myself well-rounded.
Good.
So I've been in sales, business development, whether that's been in insurance, a regulated industry, just like banking is a regulated industry. I've been in sales for Enjoy Magazine, selling advertising. I did have a privilege, since we're talking about Redding being our home. There was a time I worked for some third-party administrators. One was based in Redding, one was out of Florida, but I had the opportunity to travel throughout the United States visit banks and credit unions. So traveling the United States, going into small towns, I mean, little credit unions in North Dakota where you went to lunch with the president of the credit union and the only restaurant was at the bowling alley, you know, to being in large credit unions that had 300,000 members. But the travel was great, meeting the people,
visiting the cities and experiences, maybe I wouldn't get here in Reading, but the best part of traveling is coming home. Yeah. And this Northern California is home.
Yeah.
For me and my family. Yeah. And you talk about the opportunities, Rhonda,
yeah,
that you've had. I look at my first job. I worked for my neighbor that I watched his dog when I was 12, you know, and I ended up working for him for 10 years, Chuck Spafford, in his insurance agency. And just things I learned from Chuck as a mentor I use today still, and mm-hmm, how I conduct myself in business with other people. So there's just a legacy of, yeah, what we have here.
It's a pretty awesome place, I have to say.
Yep.
And you know what? And the thing I love about Enjoy is we get to talk about just the awesome things, mm-hmm, that happen in, or that go on in Reading, and
yeah,
the people and the businesses that are here that are just amazing. And that's what I'm most proud of is, you know, we live in a pretty amazing place and we hear a lot of negatives, but I read about all, and I meet a lot of positives, and that's, it's amazing to me to be able to put this magazine out with and know, you know.
That's how I feel when I pick it up all the time. It's like a balm for, uh-huh, now, because it is all of that. It's like what the beautiful, I mean, it itself is beautiful. It's laid out beautifully. And I think it's just one of those things that you, like you said, like, you know, this is happening also along with all, because mm-hmm, we hear so much of the other stuff.
Right, right.
The not so pretty stuff and mm-hmm, good stuff. And then when you pick this up and you go, oh, wow, there's, you know, these people that are moving ahead and going ahead and creating, you know, positive things.
Yeah.
So thank you. Enjoy.
Yeah.
We need that. We need more of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, my degree is in journalism. My first job was at the newspaper. I've worked at a variety of newspapers over the years before I started working elsewhere. And, you know, one of the things you hear is, well, you know, the negative things make the news because that's what people want to see. Mm-hmm. People, you know, that's what people want. That's what people click on and all of that. And I'm going to tell you right now, this magazine is bigger than it was when we started,
mm-hmm,
15 plus years ago. And we can't say that about other types of publications around here. And so people do want to hear the positive stuff, and you know that's what you're going to get when you pick up this beautiful little treat.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yes. And I love it, and I love hearing that. You know, I love hearing when people say, you know, I read your magazine from cover to cover, and I even read the ads. And, I mean, that's the number one thing that we do here is,
yeah.
So. Yep. Anyway, I think we're going to take another break, and when we get back, we are going to finish up our show.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Now, and I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
Suzanne Birch, Cornerstone Community Bank.
And Carrie Schutte from Shasta County Office of Education.
So, I would love to close out this. I want to talk a little bit about your daughter, Carrie, Maddie. She's been doing some pretty amazing things. And she is just a warrior. I just love her.
She is the coolest human being. I don't know how she got that way, but I feel like one of the coolest things that you can do as a mom is end up having a daughter who is a strong and sweet and adventurous, fearless individual. And I was not that person, but she sure is. She went to Shasta High School and graduated from Chico State with her degree in exercise physiology, and thought she wanted to go to grad school, and then thought, I'm not sure that that's for me yet. I think I want to take a little hiatus on that. And so, she got involved in a program called Worldwide Opportunities for Organic Farming. And it's a workaway type of program where you go online and you, you see all these different opportunities and you can say, you know, I'm interested in working on your farm. And they say, great, you can come and you work 20 hours a week or whatever in exchange for housing and food and all of this. She really wanted to, go overseas. She had spent some time in Italy when she was in college, and the pandemic, unfortunately, as with many things, made that not possible. So she did some time at a little farm in North Carolina with a mom and daughter who built a house from scratch out in the middle of nowhere. And then she went to Pennsylvania, then worked in Maine for a while at a big farm where, it was a family owned place and they'd used no tractors and no equipment. It was all organic hand farming. She lived in Chicago for a little while where she learned some urban farming working at a restaurant where they grew, all their produce and vegetables on the top of the restaurant, in Chicago, you know, the middle of downtown Chicago. And, now she spent some time in Santa Cruz in the fall raising pumpkins, and now she's up in Alaska spending 10 weeks, at a, heliski resort where people come and stay for a week and they helicopter to the top of the mountain and ski down. And she is, working in the restaurant there and just meeting amazing people and doing all kinds of amazing things, living her best life, jumping in freezing cold water and, just no fear at all.
And it blew me away her first trip that she took. She drove by herself.
Yes, this whole situation where she left Redding, California, and in her little Honda Civic, much to her dad's joy, he had to just grit his teeth because what are you going to do? Sorry, you raised a super awesome, independent, adventurous girl. And so off she goes with her earthly possessions stuffed in this Honda Civic she drove through a weird snowstorm in Texas. Like,
right?
Texas hadn't seen snow in who knows how long. And she's like, well, you know, the first night she was supposed to stop in Las Vegas, and the hostel she was going to stay at was, she felt like it was a little bit weird and sketchy, so she decided to keep driving. We have the little Life 360 app on our phone, so I could see that she stopped briefly in Vegas at about midnight and then kept going, and I thought, oh my gosh, and I'm not going to be that mom because she's 23 years old, and I'm not going to be that mom who calls her and says, where are you going? What is going on? But, you know, all night long I'm watching this thing on the phone just thinking, oh my gosh, and the next morning she calls, she's like, oh my gosh, mom, my friends kept calling me. They were all worried where I was going off the beaten path and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, yeah, no, gosh, I had no worries. I trust you completely.
That's
but, yeah,
amazing.
She drove all the way across the whole entire country and back to Redding. I'm actually driving that little car right now while she's in Alaska.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty cool.
So fearless. I can't believe.
Right.
I mean, it's not what I would have ever done in my life. You know?
No.
And
the
I think
little
it's incredible.
It is. She's living large, and it's cool to think, Carrie, the little girl that brought in her piggy bank.
She's
and
using
counted,
those pennies.
You know? But like I've joked with you before when the three of us are out at dinner, she will not have a midlife crisis.
No,
that's
nope.
For sure. This is the first time, I was talking to her a couple weeks ago, and it's the first time where I've heard her say, I think after Alaska, I might be ready to go somewhere for a little bit longer. Maybe settle down sort of a little bit. Not too much, but more than, you know, 2 or 3 months at a time.
Wow.
So we'll see. We'll see what that next opportunity is.
And how does she like Alaska?
She loves it. Absolutely loves it. She, you know, has her big giant jacket and her wool socks, and she's met just incredible people. I think that's the cool thing about what she's been doing is that the people that do these types of things, they may not have a whole lot in common, but they all have that sense of adventure and the interest and desire to meet new people. And she has met the most diverse group of interesting human beings. She's been keeping a diary with just, you know, little notes about the people that she's meeting, just because, you know, there's so many of them that come and go that, you know, you don't want to forget any of them.
And I have never heard of anybody who has done that. I mean, I've heard of these places that do room and board and you come and work on,
mm-hmm.
but I've never known anybody to do that, and I think that's pretty amazing. And what a cool thing to do as a young person.
Yep.
And to see a lot of the, you know, a lot of the United States, and she's been to Europe as well. But,
yep.
But wow, that's incredible.
And it's so cool that, you know, she doesn't have to think about, you know, as my other two sons are kind of launching into the world and thinking about apartments and, you know, all of those sorts of things. When with this workaway program, you are moving to this farm, and so you don't have to think about any of that. You just pick the location that you like. And sometimes it's not a great fit. She's been at places that she didn't love, but you know, every place is an experience,
yeah.
No matter what. So
yeah, that's
yeah
cool.
It's been
that's
pretty
so
cool.
Wow.
But look at her. What an example that her circumstances don't define her peace or her happiness.
Oh, absolutely true.
It's just, I look forward to her book or
me too.
I mean, when is the YouTube channel coming or what? When is she?
And she's such a great writer. I'm excited about that too. She has like 5 or 6 journals at any given time, and they all have different purposes. She's got one that her two college roommates that live in separate corners of the earth. You know, Maddie will write something and then she mails it to Eliza, and then it's Eliza's turn. She writes, sends it to Claire, and it goes
that
around. And they just
so cool.
She's met so many cool people through, you know, these experiences, also college and even in high school and all of that, that it's pretty neat when all those friend groups kind of collide and all the women that you interact with make you a better version of yourself. And she certainly has experienced that already at the young age of almost 25.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know what I would do without my women friends.
Back at you.
Amen.
Back at you. No, you both are very inspiring, and I love that we can connect once a month and
bare our souls or what's going on and figure it out together.
Yep. Figure it out.
All right. Well, I think that the show is about done.
We did it.
That was quick.
That was fun.
We did it. We're radio stars now.
There we go. Celebrate that.
Oh, man. Well, thanks, you guys, for coming. And Marla did have to leave early, but I appreciate you all being here. So
thanks for having us. It was great.
Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Watch out.
Wake up, safely. About time to do the dust dance. Sunshine today, up there, maze place. 'Cause it rained yesterday, but that was okay. Can't complain.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.